Rizzotto, I'm your host. This is Unpopular versus Popular, and you're tuning in for the first episode of the semester. Should move up. All the mics are on.
Grab this mic?
Yeah. Put everything on.
Bus.
So, a little recap for last semester. Only one episode got recorded, and it was the episode that was the last recorded one, or last filmed. Pretty eventful, pretty great. And I do intend on reusing some of the older topics that weren't recorded, because I still think those are, like, really interesting. But we'll do that moving forward. So, the show, what is it about? Basically, every week we have a topic, every week we have different guests or repetitive guests, and we just talk about people's opinions and whether they're unpopular or popular, and a person's personal unpopular opinion. So this week, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm Dean.
Jules.
Luke.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
all.
That's it?
That's it? Can you say, like, your...
Something about me?
Something interesting.
I don't know, Luke, you go first. What's something interesting about you?
No, I don't know.
Bilingual. I speak Spanish.
Ooh, actually?
That's interesting. Yeah, I have my bilingual.
I'm Jules, and I'm dressed as Dean today.
I'm also bilingual.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
In what?
Spanish.
Speak it right now. No, both of you.
Nah.
Converse. No. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
I just don't want to. That's the thing.
¿Por qué?
Yeah, I don't care, like, how good
¿por
I
qué?
I will never use it.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, I feel embarrassed. I'm like...
Because you're bad?
No, I think I'm actually really good. But, like...
Damn, you know what that, like, reminds me of?
But
the topic of today. Mentalities and people's personalities.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
So let's dig into this mentality. Like, things that I'm supposed to be good at, I will never perform in front of other people. Like, if I know that I'm bad at something, like, sometimes dancing is weird, because, like, if other people are really good at dancing, I don't fuck with it. But, like, I can't curse. I remember that. But, like, singing, like, I know I'm not supposed to be good at singing, so I'll just, like, do it. I don't care. But, like, Spanish speaking, like, I have, like, accolades to it. Like, I'm supposed to be good. So, like, when I do it, people expect
it
to be,
like,
really good.
A seal.
Nah, but
diploma. I don't know how. When I didn't, I, like, literally got,
like,
Spanish
a whole, like,
3, and I
project and everything, and presentation.
No idea.
That's, like, the opposite for me, because, like, I won't do anything, like, in front of people unless I'm good at it.
Interesting.
No, I would, if I, like, knew I was good at something, I would not do it in front of someone unless it, like, I needed to. Like, mock trial, like, all of my, what's it called, captains were like, I was not expecting you to be, like, actually good, because in practice I just, like, fuck shit up. Like, I didn't fuck.
Hey.
I meant like, I'll bleep that out. But I didn't actually, like, try. I don't try in practices. But then when games show up, like, I know they, like, they're important.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll actually, like, perform then.
Yeah, I get that.
I also just don't like when, like, people are watching.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I don't want to do it anymore. So do you guys have any unpopular opinions on people's personalities?
People's personalities.
Or mentalities. Either one. Mm. It can, like, be various. Like, it's so broad. Like, you have so,
like,
much room.
I feel like we have a hot topic to talk about.
Like?
As of, like, last night. Right?
Continue. Yeah.
Should we go into it right now?
What?
The, like, dark humor conversation?
Oh,
No, because, like, dark humor is one thing, but people, like, will just make, like, just jokes that should not be made and that are incredibly unfunny and call it dark humor to, like, cope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it is.
I think one of the, like, telltale signs of someone who's actually funny is someone who could just, like, be funny without being offensive, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, having, if you know that you're gonna have to, like, explain yourself, like, explain to other people.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
it's pointless.
There's a reason why somebody's, like, bringing this up and saying, like, yo, don't do that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. To go back to the whole, like, being funny without being offensive thing, like, there are definitely times where we're, like, jokingly a little mean to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we all know, well, I don't know, maybe we don't all know, because there are times where we've maybe stepped over the line, but like we at least have an estimate of where we think our boundaries lie with the other person, because we actually have a relationship with them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's just a random person, some random kid walking and like take a video of him, like you have no idea whether he's like comfortable having that aspect of his life made fun of. So I don't know, it's just like it's just a horrible thing to assume.
Like, just so 2012 like mentality.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, like, guys, this is so funny.
Like alt-right pipeline.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got caught in that.
Did you actually?
Yeah, 100%.
He's so brave.
But I feel like I don't know. I don't think that should be like a reason to like judge me, because.
No, I was just like.
Yeah.
My brother was one, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very like, Luke. Did you at all like get caught in the whole like?
What do you mean by that?
Like the alt-right pipeline on like YouTube and stuff like that.
Like, I don't know exactly what that means.
There were just like a certain section of media that was literally just turning political debates where like it was portrayed that the like conservative thinker was so much superior to the dude.
What? Oh my god. I was like, who the is this?
Yeah, I think I actually did.
Hey.
Yeah.
I know you did.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
No, he didn't at all.
Oh. Yeah. Why? I almost did.
That's funny that you would say that. That's funny that you would say that. You would assume that he's... Oh, Preston's the bad guy, so he would get caught in the alt-right pipeline. His parents are so based.
Oh my god, your parents schooled you?
The alt-right pipeline.
No, like when I was talking that day, I know it like sounded braggy, but like I really wasn't trying to.
No,
like,
we were just...
Take your mask off.
Yeah, we were getting memed on.
So I have some Spanish homework to do, but... Yeah, like... My mom, like...
Thank you. Like, just a little flex real quick. My mom, like, off the rip, like, well, back in, like, her college days, she was, like, a super, like, active, like, feminist. So, like, protests, and, like, she was, like, really
Queen.
Into, like, anti-war hippie stuff.
Oh, my God.
So she was, like, crazy out there, and it was so sick. But, like, so she's, and I think she was a women's studies major or minor. So Ooh. She's, like, so that's always, so, like, feminism has always just been, like, mentioned a lot in my house. And my dad was like the same kind of thing, like hippie and stuff. So like, I don't know, like I like, it's easy as a young boy to like get like to be like into those things, because like everyone was watching like feminist cringe videos at the time. But like, just from like my upbringing personally, like I just couldn't stomach it.
No, because I was like one of those like, I'm not like other girls, I'm a tom, I'm different, I want to be like one of the boys. And like my brother, we're so close in age, he's like just a year older. And barely. So whatever he did, I like followed.
Yeah.
So I almost got caught into it until I was just like, wait a minute. This don't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, no, I mean, I just feel like for the mind of a 13-year-old,
yeah,
you don't really dig into what is actually being presented in front of you.
Yeah, also you're like a literal child, and it's adults trying to like trap you into it. Like,
yeah, and it's like, it was literally just entertaining, you know? And obviously now, like, having a little bit of insight as to, like, what they're debating about and what this, like, you know, leftist person is trying to preach to, like, a conservative audience and getting, like, ostracized for.
Yeah.
You know, you could see that it's a little, like, it's definitely rational, and, like, you shouldn't really even be making fun of them at all for it, because, like, I mean, now I would immediately agree with almost everything that I was laughing at as a kid, but like the video is not even like a debate, it's not even like a presentation of ideas and beliefs and why this is wrong and why this is right. It's just like, let's just laugh at this idiot. And like, who doesn't want to laugh at an idiot when you're 13? Like, that's like just the thing to do.
Especially like, I mean, what YouTubers did you like watch growing up?
Honestly, I can't really remember.
Markiplier.
I never watched Markiplier.
I did. Really? PewDiePie?
I watched PewDiePie a little bit of him.
No, I did when I was really young.
I watched him play, like, Happy Wheels and stuff like that.
Oh, my Happy Wheels was so fucking... Really
when did Drew Phillips start?
Wasn't it like recently? 2016, I think.
He's been around for so long because he was on Vine and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's not a part of that pipeline. Like, don't even try.
No, isn't he?
No. No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
I
was about to say something.
He was always just like really. I've been watching just, this, like funny.
Same group of like VFX artists, the Quarter Digital guys, like my entire life.
I'm trying to think that's about dope, one dude. Person.
They have like gaming
chains
and stuff.
I mean, like Joji before like he was Joji.
Filthy
Frank. Like I watched that so much.
But like the core elements of that.
Pink
like
eye.
Ben Shapiro.
Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson for sure.
No, I kind of like Smosh.
Alex Jones.
That one Crowder.
Oh, I never liked that guy.
He was always part of that same.
Even when I was like in that whole like laughing at people for trying to debate thing, I never liked him because I he was just mean.
Oh, yeah, like epic rap battles.
I mean, they were all really mean. But, like,
epic rap battles.
Oh my god.
Peak.
I'm so hard.
I used to laugh.
I know so many like verses.
Like,
I could rap like whole videos.
The Abraham Lincoln one.
But it makes me wonder like what would consist of like a converting kids to like progressive ideals pipeline. Like how would you even do that?
Like why?
Why would you do that?
Like you're an adult. You don't really gain anything from that. Especially when
you just gain votes in the future.
Most of them don't even run. I mean, I guess like they start voting for the Conservative Party, but it's just so fucked up. Yeah, but it's just so fucked up for oh my god.
Watch your mouth, yeah.
For like an adult to like devote their lives to just for some stupid political party.
I know.
Like it's kind of like reminds me of like TikTok right now with like leftists. And like I do agree with like a lot of like leftist ideals and stuff, but certain like just creators are just like fully like stating like really vague points and then like having like 13-year-olds be like, I'm a leftist, I agree entirely.
I know why people are mad about that, because it's like kind of diluting what's actually considered to be like progressive and liberal, but like no 13-year-old is just gonna immediately grasp all the concepts. So just getting them to like honestly, as manipulative as it sounds, getting like the current generation to see like progressive ideas as like cool and like popular to follow, like why not?
Because like I mean, if it's popular to follow like currently, it's basically a trend. Like a trend stop.
Yeah, well,
that's like what's like, because people are gonna like go back and be like, oh, never mind, I'm a moderate.
Uh huh. Well, I mean, people are just sheep, you know.
Yeah.
Like. I feel like there was like a very scarce amount of people who like personally had, for example, who personally had an issue with like gay marriage, but it was just like nobody had really legalized it before, and no one was really voting for it before, so like. Why do that? Like, it's just not, like, regular. But when, like...
It was Christianity.
Yeah, I know, but just, like, in general. Like, for the whole world. Not everybody's Christian.
Well, but... They nah,
like... Huh?
Well, like, even, like, Islam and Judaism follow, like, this.
But those are just Abrahamic religions, though.
But those are, like... I mean, those are, like, pretty damn big. The biggest thing was in the West, at least, right? I mean, like, I guess it's bad in the East, too, but, like...
No, but I'm just saying, like... It was a big part of it... was just to, like, be in agreeance with your neighbor, you know? That, oh, yeah, I'm not going to vote for that. I feel
like it was mostly just, like...
I mean, there is... No, there definitely is, like, pressure. Like, if you're in a specific community, you're obviously going to, like, be pushed to vote for, like, whatever everyone else is voting for. Like, you don't want to be ostracized, especially if you live in a smaller town. Like, everybody knows who you vote for. Like, it might seem, like, discreet or something, but it's not. Like, I remember because... My parents are Republicans, and I'm not, but what I know is that they do vote, like, the Republican Party at, like, every election, so when they do go in to vote, like, they know that, like, the party that's on the, like, the ballot is Republican. Like, people know, and it's, like, Like, I personally don't agree with it, and I, you know, but, like, it spreads. So if you're going to have, like, one, like, random person just be like, let's legalize this. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be like, no. And then you're going to be like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, so just, like, to tie it back in, like, I wonder if they can hear me chewing this popcorn.
No, but they can.
They can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like a free ASMR. I should do that one episode on popular versus popular.
Like, to now make progressive ideas so popularized and regular and, like, accepted by people, it's like, you're not going to base your vote based off of just, like, no one else is voting that way.
Hmm.
So I mess with it. But I wouldn't mess with it if it got to the point where it was just making everyone... I mean...
I think I was just annoyed with, like, the kids in my high school that were, like, annoying.
I feel like what's going on right now is, like, we're kind of bringing it back to a balance. But if it got unbalanced, like, as liberal as I am, like, I feel like people should be allowed to form opinions outside of just some, like, TikTok account.
Because I, like, made a comment about, like, gun laws and stuff in class, and I got crucified.
What'd you say?
I was like, I don't think, like, the current mindset of people that are, like, anti-gun, like, pro-gun control is, like, correct. Because I think that they completely ignore mental health in a way to just legalize, like create, like, gun laws and stuff. And I think that, like, you can do both. Like, there is no reason that it should be just one or the other. Because, I mean, a lot of, on the right... It's the people, not the guns. And then, the opposite is, like, oh, like, you know, like, gun laws should be, like, stronger, but I feel like it disproportionately affects minority communities and POC communities. And I think that's completely ignored by a lot of people on that side. And I got crucified for that, like, in class, like, AP Gov, 11th grade in the city. And people were just like, you're literally so wrong. And I'm like... It, like, the gun laws are going to be made to benefit the people currently, like, if they were made, it's going to benefit the people in power, like, in the city. Who gets funding? Like, literally, my congresswoman is funded by so many large corporations, so many companies. Even Trump donated her because we're in the same district for some reason.
Mm.
Like, it's obviously going to be skewed to so that it, like, helps communities of, like, rich neighborhoods, but then hurts, like, poor communities. And that's, like, has happened before in the past. But, like, that was, like, my own formed opinion. And, like, I got, like, murdered in that class. Like, everyone started, like, jumping at me. I mean, I didn't really care, but, like, that's just, like, what happened. It's kind of funny because that was, like, kind of during... Because in the city, like, it was so prominent was, like, the anti-gun movement. Yeah. That, like, every single high schooler agreed with. But a lot of people didn't really understand, like, what gun laws were being proposed. Or, like, what, you know. And I don't expect them to. They're, like, 16. They're just trying to, like, you know, do their AP math homework. But then they also are being pushed to be more political, but then aren't given the tools to properly. I don't know. Something like that. Like, yeah.
We should probably shift the conversation away from politics, since neither of us are really, like, that well-read or anything, you know?
Yep. Yeah. okay, so can we move to personalities?
Personalities?
Yeah. What personalities do you guys hate?
Let's chill for a sec.
No.
No? I want you to bring up one.
A personality I'm not gonna be hate?
Huh?
I really hate, like, the nice guy. Personalities.
We got... Dang. We know something like that.
My bad. I don't know. No, like...
You're gonna have to expand upon that.
I don't know. I think, like, growing up, I just hated, like, the people that were, like, loved by everyone. But I feel like I could see through them. Like, I just know that there's something else happening that no one else can see. Like, it's different if, like, it's, like, they're, like, the nice guy, but then, like, they're, like, have a personality and, like, you can, like... It's, like, open. It's not something that's hidden. But then there's certain people that, like, have that... aura where everybody thinks that they're good, but there's definitely something else, like, behind their eyes. I hate that personality so much because I think it's just, like, when people idolize other people or, like, oh my god, I love this guy, And I'm just like, mm-mm. There's something behind there.
So you don't like Drew Phillips?
Yeah, no. Definitely, definitely not.
Wait, he's definitely say, like, as long as they have a personality, though?
Yeah, yeah, he has a personality. That's what I'm saying. He's definitely not, like, the nice guy.
Yeah.
He's also funny.
Okay. I personally don't like, people who are big flirts. They annoy me.
Yeah, me too.
People who are just, like...
Yeah, because they're, like, I'm not flirting. It's just my personality. But I also think, like, if you're not intentionally doing it, there's probably, like, a deep-rooted, like, need for, like, validation from, like, whatever gender you're attracted to and stuff. That's, and like, true. I don't know, I don't fuck with that. I mean, I don't freak with it.
Yeah, me neither.
It annoys me.
Yeah, I had a really close friend in high school who was like that.
Yeah. That's,
like, that's just an alarming person to be around, in my opinion. Like, someone who's so devoted to, like, getting people to notice them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And doing... like, really just going about their love languages to people who really shouldn't be receiving that.
Also people that, like, just simply do not care enough, but they just keep trying. Like, if they keep, like, constantly talking about it, and it's clear the other person is just, like, does not want to have anything to do with them, but they just keep on going, it's kind of like... Hmm. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
That just remind. I, like, had one that just, like, popped up to my mind. Like, it's one mentality. Oh, the, like, I don't care about life, I'm gonna do whatever I want mentality. That makes me so mad.
The YOLO mentality?
Yeah.
What is up to you?
Yeah, I don't, I kinda like that mentality.
Because I think that some people benefit from it and others don't. Like, some people, like, are able to do it because if something fails or if, like, they do something and they, like, absolutely mess up, they still have, like, time to go ahead and move ahead, you know, like, they don't, they have, like, a fallback. But then other people don't, like, a lot of people that I, like, if I'm gonna bring it up, like, POCs, like stuff like that, like, in those communities, there's no fallback, you know, like, you mess up once, your life's done. And, like, to feed that mentality into people's minds, it can push them to, like, just be so unaware of their, like, actions that it will have such grave consequences that it can, like, completely ruin their lives. Mm. And I just think that some people, like, think it's this such, like, a cool thing, like, to have. What's but
I mean,
to be like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about anything.
Okay.
In their youth, especially.
Yeah. I think it's more just, like, struggling to deal with, like, the concept of, like, dying and stuff like that. Like, I feel like I go in and out of, like, oh, like, right now, like, what I do right now is, like, gonna affect me, like, especially, like, with school and stuff like that. Like, sometimes you put so much pressure on yourself, and then the other times it's just, like, oh, this doesn't matter, and I think that's, like, going in and out of, like, realizing that, like, your time here is limited and stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just, like, I don't know, I personally think that, like, I mean, for me, it's even hard for me to, like, balance that, because I'm, like, I, like, literally went through, like, probably, like, a lot of, like, semesters in high school and, like, now, where I'm just, like, I literally don't care, like, if I, like, don't do well. Like, I don't care if, like, I end up, like, not going home tonight. Like, I don't care if I'm, like, whatever. But then I realize, like, I should be the one caring. Like, I'm going to be the one that's going to be, like, messed up. Like.
Yeah, I've never been able to, like, be like that. Like, I don't care. Because I was so afraid of death.
Yeah.
Like, I there were so many nights where I just, like, cried because I was like, dang.
No, I've, like, no, when I was younger, I don't know if it was, like, a weird thing, but I always, like, was so scared because, oh my god, did you watch Pateli?
Yeah, I did.
Because after Caleb passed away, he was, like, our age or, like, a year or two older, but he was, like, 13 and he passed away in his sleep. Yeah. And I, ever since then, because I used to watch them religiously. It's, like, a family chat, like, a family channel. Like, the two girls, or, like, one of them does gymnastics or did gymnastics, and he played baseball. So it's just, like, this wholesome family situation. And then after that, I was so afraid of dying in my sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I would literally, like, some days just be like, okay, yeah, tonight's the night. I'm gonna, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, wake up the next morning, and I'm just like, wait.
When I was younger, the way that I dealt with it is, like, before I went to bed, I would just, like, be like,
I love my mom and I love my dad. Yeah. And I would just like say it out into the
air. I'd
be
like, I'm at peace if I pass away. I did everything I wanted to do. And I was like 12. Mm-hmm. Like, but.
Yeah, it took me like a really long time to like get over that fear, honestly. I think what like really did it was actually recent, which was like being at a point where like it could have happened, and then like getting past it and realizing like there was so much good before that, that like if it had happened it would have been okay, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's not like, although like I would have been halted of so many future moments, like all the moments that happened leading up to that were still really good, you know?
That's like what I'm afraid of. What? It's like missing out.
Yeah, missing out. Like, no, I remember like sitting in the doctor's office and I would just say like, please just let me go to college. Like I was like, because that was so annoying to me. I wasn't even like that upset about not being able to like experience college. I was more like, if I had known that I would get to this point where like going to college was like a question, or just like living to college was a question, then I probably would have never like gone to high school, you know?
Yeah.
I wasted I wouldn't have gone to like school. I wasted so much time in school to get to a point where like I wasn't going to be able to get to.
Hmm.
Like that like killed me. That was so annoying.
I always think about that, like what I've missed in my childhood and in like my high school and like middle school, and then like what I'm going to miss in the future. Like if, you know, if you watch like Evangelion, like there's this one scene where Asuka and Rei are speaking. This is not really that big of a spoiler, but it's like, why? What are you living for? And like Asuka responds, I don't know, just to see what happens.
Mm.
And that's like the same exact thing that I think. It's like, I just want to know what's gonna happen to me. Like I just want to know like where my life goes, and not even like the specific things. Like I want to know where like 45-year-old Shreya is right now. Like, is she, like, what is she doing? Like, is she a lawyer? Like, is she, like... Because, like, right now, the life that I pictured from when I was, like, what, in, like, sixth grade is completely different than what I thought I was going to be, like, turn out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to know.
For me, like, I missed out on a lot of high school because of, like, my chronic illness and stuff. So, like, I just kind of enjoy every moment that I'm allowed to be, like, out of bed and stuff. So I don't really think much about, like, where I'm going to be or anything. I'm just, like, enjoying the memories that I can have now because, like, I didn't get to have those in high school. And for another personality that I don't really like, I think this, like, ties into, like, why I don't like sororities and stuff.
Mm.
Like, I don't like when people are, like, hyper-focused on, like, appearance, like, 24/7. And it's always, like, a thing.
Can I have one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I
feel like that's really, really Jordan. Do you agree, Luke?
I agree. Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, one thing. It's, like, I want to join a sorority for, like, the sole reason to just know what it's like to be in one.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know. Like, I want to know. Yeah. Like, I want to know what it's like to, like, rush, and I want to know what it's like to, like, go to a frat party and, like, have a partnered frat that you do, like, events with. Like, because I grew up in the city, so, like, I didn't have, like, football games. I didn't have, like, homecomings. Like, I didn't have a dance, like, every year. Like, we didn't do that kind of stuff. And I also went to, like a specialized school, so, like, everything was insanely different. Like, everyone was smart. Everyone had, a perfect, like, thing. Like, everyone was just so pressured into, like, doing, like, everything for college that I feel like I never experienced, like, true high school. Like, cliques and, like, popularity and, like, social circles. Like, that did not exist in my school. Like, there were just also too many kids for that to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not missing out, really.
No, it's not very fun.
I didn't have, like, many experiences with that, but, like, I just have, like, no desire to be surrounded by that. Because, like, I'd rather just be surrounded by people that, like, I enjoy, and I don't really care, like, how they stand, like, popularity-wise.
I think I just, like, want to experience, like, what I see in, like, television. Especially growing up, like, Pretty Little Liars and stuff. Like, I want to be in that school.
I feel like that mentality, though, of, like, being hyper-focused on appearance isn't really something that you pick, though. For a lot of people, I feel like that's not chosen. You know?
No. I think they're raised into it.
I think yeah, you just, like, develop the need to always look good. Because, I mean, for a lot of people, I know that they Well, I know a lot of people who like genuinely believe that their only positive attribute is like their appearance. Mm-hmm. So when that falls off for a day, it's like they have nothing. But
yeah.
I mean, for a long time, I mean, I still like do this a lot, but I don't really ever go out in an outfit that I don't like, even to like the gym. Like I'll make sure that I like actually like what I'm wearing. And there have been times where I've like joked about it to Preston that like we would come back from volleyball practice and I would just have like a regular pair of shorts and shirt on. And I'll be like stressed about it and like kind of joking about it, but like I'm serious about that.
No, that's actually that's like the same thing as me, but like that I'm like
yeah, you remember that? Yes. Mid-fit. Yeah. I mean, I just don't like it cuz I feel like that's like my main character trait is I feel is the way that I dress.
No,
and then when
exactly.
I'm like taken away from it for like
retweet. I feel the exact same way.
When I'm taken away.
Say that out loud.
Like a moment.
I don't know.
Even for like a moment it's just like stressful cuz it's like dang, what?
It's me when I go to the gym. I hate like wearing my running shoes, and I hate like the way I look when after at the gym.
That's why I've been wearing my hiking pants to the gym. I feel like it looks really cool.
No, you do actually. Like you literally, like you wear that fit basically. Not those pants, like exactly. I don't know if you actually do.
They look similar.
Yeah, and you actually you generally look like cool. Like you could literally go out if you wanted to. Like what I wear to the gym, thanks. I try my best to make it look as balanced as possible, but I end up just wearing all black and try to like hope. And then, like, I've been trying to get over that because a lot of, like, especially, I don't know if it's, like, what it is, but, like, you would get crucified for having, like, the wrong shoes in middle school, like, in my middle school.
Mm.
Like, if you didn't have, like, the most recent pair of Jordans and stuff.
Dang.
Or anything. Like, if you wore running shoes to school, like, it was over. Like, you would get made fun of 24/7, which is why, like, me wearing, like, running shoes now, like, normally and just like going to dinner like right after working out is so still so odd to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't want people to like if that's like someone's first time seeing me, I don't want them to perceive me like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, like because there's always gonna be someone that's gonna see you for the first time and like that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we did like the switch thing?
Yeah,
that was like one of my things when like I switched my entire wardrobe, like somebody's probably gonna think that I dress like that every day.
Yeah,
like that was one random person, you know.
Yeah,
especially since it's so like drastically different. But I've been like trying to get over that, like I've been trying to not care anymore.
Yeah, it started out as like a I don't want strangers to see me in like an outfit that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to a point where like even the most recent, like, when we slept over each other's houses and stuff like that. I would not wear, like, pajamas or anything like that. Like, the only time that I would, like, dress down was just to, like, go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, immediately as soon as I woke up, I was like, oh, take a shower. And they were annoyed because I kept, like, asking to, like, take showers at their house. And then, like, put on, like, a nice outfit again. Because it's just, like, I don't know. Which is ingrained into my mind.
No, that makes sense. Like, the first week back, when I went to the gym, like, right afterwards, I'd shower and put on a different fit.
Yeah.
That was, like, comfortable, but, like, still presentable.
Yeah.
Like, now I don't care, but, like, before, I was just, like, so... I mean, like, that was really just last week. But, like, now I've died down because I have so much work to do, I just can't really focus on that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, I'll put in the effort to do that, but it's just, like, honestly, for myself at the same time. So I feel like I'm actually doing something. Because last semester, I spent so much time just, like, I may have had, like, good fits on certain days. Other days, I just, like, threw on whatever and, like, went to class. Because I just, like, couldn't, like, I didn't even go to class half the time. Because I was just so, like, mentally drained that this semester, like, I want to make it so that I do everything I want to do. And I look presentable. And I look like I'm actually, like, doing something. But then at the end of the day, like, I, like, when I lay in bed and can't sleep, I just think about how, like, it's just this constant cycle. Like, there's nothing new that's going to happen. Obviously not, because there's, like, really not, like, much to do.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like I just don't feel good unless I have, like, an outfit that I like on.
Yeah. I, like, don't look down on, like what you guys are talking about. Like, when I was... I'm talking more specifically about, like, constant, like, comparisons to, like, the people around you and, like, not just, like, your appearance, but also, like, you don't post certain friends because of how they, like, their popularity, or just, like, constantly, like, everything about you is how you, like, present to the world, and, like, that to me is draining. But like, obviously, like, all of that is rooted in insecurity, so like, I don't look down on it, but like, I'm careful with like being around people who are like that, because like, they can tend to be like very fake and draining people. Another like thing, this is like an unpopular opinion that like my friends and I have talked about, is like, I personally like wish that growing up I was never exposed to like makeup. Like, I said that I wish that I was like in a uniform. Like, I wish I just wasn't exposed to like any of that, so that like, I didn't focus so much on like how I looked at a young age. And like, a lot of my friends say that they like the way that like they were exposed to makeup, because like, they've grown so much with makeup and stuff like that. But I feel like it's caused me personally to like not be able to take a like Snapchat without mascara on.
No, I, or like, that's me.
Yeah,
now.
Like, I'm just like not comfortable in like my own skin and stuff. And like, I wonder if I was like raised in an environment where like makeup wasn't a thing and like stuff like that. I like how little I would care about my appearance. And I prefer to like not care about my appearance at all.
Yeah, I like didn't start wearing makeup until senior year. Mm-hmm. And that was like COVID. And that was because I was bored. Mm-hmm. But my mom doesn't wear makeup. Like, besides, like, my cousins do, but my mom never bought me makeup. Like, everything I have, like, right now is like my first bought makeup stuff. Wow. So like, I just like wasn't able to like learn or like have someone teach me how to do it. I was just doing it like during COVID. Mm-hmm. Because I ordered like the set from like Urban or something with my own money, because my mom was just like, you don't need it, like, you're like literally like a child, because in her eyes I'm still a kid. Yeah. So she's like, there's literally no reason for you to wear makeup, like, you're a kid, you should have like youthful skin and stuff, like, mm-hmm. there's no imperfections that you should be worried about. So like, but now, like, I literally can't, I don't want to go outside without wearing, like, concealer. Like, there was this one time I went out, like, literally, like, last semester to dinner, like, and I did not, like, do my face makeup, and I did not want to take my mask off because of it.
Yeah. Hmm. I was in theater growing up, so I've been exposed to, like, makeup from a very young age. And also, like, I think a big thing is, like, how your parents act about, like, makeup and appearance. Like, if you like are trying to take a photo of your mom when you're like 3 years old, and every single time she's like, no I look so ugly mm-hmm. ugly, like, that pushes into like that kid's head that like you need to like constantly like think about how you look and stuff, and like that's just really draining, I feel. And that's like something that shouldn't be pushed into like kids' heads, because I feel like it develops like a lot of insecurities and stuff. Like, my mom always would do that, and then like now she's like, I wish I took photos back then because I look so much better than I do now. And it's like the cycle is just like still going on and stuff. And like, I was a very confident, very like, I didn't care about anything. And I think that like tore me down a lot.
Yeah.
And like, she does make a lot of comments about me, like, and stuff, and my acne and stuff. And like, I just feel like if my mom didn't act like that, like, I just wouldn't care about my appearance at all.
No, I completely get it, because I had a really big change over the summer, especially with like the way I look like physically, and I noticed how like the friends I had prior, like, they stayed as friends. Mm-hmm. There was this one girl, like, I like talked to her a lot, and like we had like multiple classes together, but she would never like speak to me like outside of class, and she would never like talk to me like besides that. But after like this summer and like what happened, she like started to actually interact with me. She started like comment on my posts, like tag me, like all those kinds of, like, reaching out. Like, she never did that before. But now that I've like, I don't look how I look junior year, she's like wants to be my friend now. Like, I'm cool enough to be her friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's annoying.
I have to be like careful with the whole like eyeliner stuff, because I feel like I feel so much better when I have it on.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up today and I, like, didn't have the time to put it on. And I was, like, I was just not with it for my first class. And I immediately came back to my dorm and I, like, put it on. Because, I don't know, I feel like it just looks a lot cooler. And it, like, completes, like, a look that I'm trying to go for. Mm-hmm. To the point where, like, when I don't have it on, I kind of, like, just don't look the way that I want to. You know? And it's really annoying. Because for so long, I didn't really mind not having any altercations to my face at all, you know, nothing to change my appearance. But now that, like, it's literally just like wanting my eyelashes to stand out more, because I feel like it makes my eyes look cooler. But just from doing mascara. That's what I've been using. But I don't know, just from doing that, like, I'd like have to do that in order for my eyes to look the way that I want them to. Mm-hmm. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not with it.
Yeah, because I, like, even now, like, I wake up probably 2 hours before every class. Because, like, I have an 8 a.m.
I wake up at 6, yeah.
Yeah, same.
I wake up, like, 15 minutes
before. No, I can't. I have to, like, be up. Yeah, exactly, same. Or actually, for my 11, I woke up at, like, 6 a.m. again. I, like, need the time to, like, change, like, what was it, like, 2 days, like, no. Yesterday, I didn't have, a fit given, like, I had to pick my own out. And the way I changed, like, 4 times, and, like, I still, like, hated what I wore. But I was just, and like throughout the entire day, I was just going through about how much I hated what I wore and how badly my makeup was done and like everything like that. Because I take like, because I know it's going to take me at least 15 minutes, at most 45 to do my makeup. So I need that time. Same thing with like washing my hair and like whatever. Like I'll go to class late just as long as I look presentable. Like I'm not going to run to class.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, one of the most affirming things that happened, though, like, during this whole process was, like, Jaden, since, like, putting, like, eyeliner and stuff on my eyes, like, has given me, like, a couple of good compliments on, like, the way it looks, and they were really nice. And then just yesterday, I went to the college store to get makeup wipes because I hadn't had that until now, so I was kind of just using soap to get it off, and he was, like, genuinely confused as to, like, why I bought that because, like, he just didn't know. Like, he thought that's just, like, how it looked.
Some people do have really dark eyelashes.
Yeah.
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 What up?
You have anything to share with the class?
I've never had makeup on my face ever.
Yeah, me neither.
We'll change that.
Yeah.
I was actually
gonna ask Ev to do a full ass face of makeup for me, just to like, fun. Yeah, cause like I don't know, like I only know mascara and eyeliner because Ev cried a lot on me and it got all over my shirt and because she wears a lot of eyeliner and I know about concealer because of hickeys, but that's it. Like
oh, sorry. Oh, we're back. Continue.
No, basically, my only makeup lesson was me just staring at Ev put eyeliner on, and one of my exes like, oh yeah, you use green to cover up a red, and I'm like, oh word, that makes sense. And then, cause all right, completely off topic. When I was in like elementary school, I was really bad at mixing colors. Like, I don't know what colors mix to get what, really. So, like, don't ask me that. That's all.
No, I remember, like, my friend Marco, I forced him to go to Sephora with me. And I was, like, showing him, like, the different mascaras that I use. He was just like, literally, I don't care. Like, I cannot tell a difference. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I can. Like, I feel like there's such a big difference. Like, even right now, I don't have, like, concealer on. Or, like, barely any. Because I, like, took a shower and I, like, wiped it out and I can see a difference. Like I know other people won't be able to, but
for me, like I personally like kind of force myself to not care about my appearance because like I think that like it would make my life so much better. So like I like allow myself to like go out without makeup. Like I try to push myself to do that. So like I'm just like the opposite of how you guys deal with it. But like the same root issue.
Yeah.
But, like, at the beginning of the year, I purposely, like, dressed so that people, like, would not find me attractive and, like, just, like, I would not be looked at.
Mm.
There's a lot of, like, reasons why, but, like, I think it was a very freeing experience to do that. And it also, like, allowed me to value more, like, who I am as a person and, like, my personality and stuff rather than how I look. And, like, even if I did try out my best day to, like, look as cool as you guys, like, I definitely couldn't.
Just wait till tomorrow.
Wait till tomorrow, but,
oh
like.
Oh, my God.
So it's not like that, but, like, I don't know.
That's I think just, it's like, also, I have, like, at home, I don't get the opportunity to express myself, like, with clothes and stuff and makeup. Like, my parents are so judgmental about that. Like, I can't wear all black at home. Like,
just won't let you?
No. Like, it just, like, they're immigrant families, like, immigrant parents. Like, I don't have, like, a say against them. Like, it's just not that easy. Like I remember because my friends are like, just walk out with it. Like, I can't. Like, I literally cannot.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that simple or easy. But where was I going with this? Oh. Yeah, never mind. I completely forgot where I was going with that.
That's okay. My mom and my dad, like, they're very, very open people. So I have, like, a very different experience with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that allows me, like, more to not care as much, like, when I'm outside of the house. But
yeah, it's the same with me. Yeah. I don't really care.
No, I'm kind of the same as Shreya. And it's annoying because, like, there have been a lot of times where I've been, like, limited to staying within, like, the box that I'm supposed to stay in when I want to, like, do cooler things. And it would go to the point where, like, I was trying to hide from, like, my parents before prom. Like, I didn't want them to see me before I got there because I didn't want them to, like, touch anything or, like, do anything. And just, like, going to school, like, I stopped saying, like, goodbye to my mom in the morning because I didn't want to see what I was wearing. And stuff like that. Because I knew I was never, like, breaking a dress code. I was just, like, doing things that she didn't want me to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would have, like, never been so comfortable in, like, pushing myself past what is usually accepted as regular if I didn't do that. So I'm glad I did. And it's gotten to the point now where, like, she doesn't know that I have my ears pierced. She won't know that I get my hair dyed.
Mm.
I'm just going to come home and, like, have it, you know?
Yeah, like, that's literally me with, like, most of the things that I do. And, like, about prom, like, I did wear a dress. And, like, I did get to wear, like, a nice black dress that I picked out. But, like, when I proposed to my mom to let me wear, like, a suit,
mm-hmm.
and, like, completely shut down, and I, like, played it off in a very jokingly manner. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, I was just kidding. Like, I wouldn't. Like, it's going to look so stupid to have, like, the one girl in the entire friend group to wear a suit. But, like, my friends didn't care. Like, they wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like, I do really like the dress that I bought and I wore. Like, it's literally just a black slip dress. But because of its simplicity, I was fine with wearing it, but I would have rather worn what I first thought I was going to wear.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, like, not that easy.
Yeah, I think it's, like, definitely, like, a lack of control causes, like, what, like, you guys are experiencing and stuff. I have it, like, in a much different way, which is, like, really bad. But, like, my mom, like, she'll throw away food, like, way before it's expired. And, like, I just had such a lack of control over food in my life. So now I have, like, really weird, like I will eat expired food because, like, I've just, like, I was not able to eat food that, like, I bought for myself if it was, like, 2 days old. So, like, I know that's weird, but, like, just, like, that.
No, it's definitely not weird.
That lack of control, like, caused me to, like, have that problem. And I feel like it's hard for parents, obviously, to, like, maintain a balance of, like, what they should allow and what they shouldn't allow.
No, that's, like, but literally because
Preston just gave a weird face, so
there's very little things that actually expire and become, like, dangerous to have, you know? It's more just, like, the companies think that it tastes
it's gonna taste good a little funky
in this frame of time.
Yeah.
And so after that, it's, like, going to get stale or, like, the flavor won't be as strong or something like that. So they want you to, like, buy it again so it tastes as good. But, like, there's really nothing that's, like,
no, because, like, going back to what you said about, like, control and stuff, I'm, like, pushing towards to have, like, to focus my control and my makeup, my, like, facial appearance, because I struggle with everything else so much because I couldn't control, like, anything else in my life, like, late in high school. So, like, I turned to, like, my physical appearance and stuff, and that, like, was just, like, hell. And, like, obviously I'm still going through it and it's still, like, awful, but I'm trying to, like, move past it. Like, this is weird. Like, I work out every day and I lift every day because I know that in the long run, it'll still, like, change the way I look, which is, like, not, like, the best thing. But I'm still doing it in a healthier manner. So, like, I'm fine with it. And I'd rather have that, You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to change my mentality towards, like, the way I perceive myself. But it's so hard. I should be a girl. I mean, no offense or anything, but, like, something about, like, also, like, just being a POC at a PWI kind of, like, pushes it more.
What did you first say?
What?
What did you first say?
Like, being a POC at a PWI. No, what? Okay, wait, give me
you
a second.
You said something when you, like, apologized.
Oh, I was like, especially being, like, a girl. Yeah. I feel like it's so much, not so much harder, but, like, there's just, like, societal pressure. And it's funny because I, like, if you told ninth grade me about what I'm going through now, they'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, that's something you never will experience.
Harder to do what? Like, I feel like what you're trying to say is, like, reach, like, fluidity in your appearance, right?
Yeah.
I would argue that it's harder for guys to do that. Because I feel like women were so... It was so much earlier that women were accepted into, like, men's clothing.
Yeah.
That then, like, men were accepted into women's. They still really
maybe
aren't.
It's,
I don't
it's
think.
Not really, like,
yeah.
societal norms as in American societal norms.
Hmm.
But Indian societal norms.
Okay, yeah.
You'll never, like, if I wore, like, a button-down shirt with, like, one of my black pants, my mom would be like, go change. Like, go put something else on. Yeah. Like, my brother's jacket, which is, like, a unisex jacket, like, just a normal, like, this, especially this jacket, like, this was, like, pulled, like, claws were in. Like, I had to fight for this jacket because it was a men's jacket. But it's literally just a jacket.
No, it's a real shame, though, because I feel like a lot of aspects of, like, personal appearance that women have access to are just, like, amplifying the parts of your body that aren't really, that are usually just, like, plain. Like, your nails are usually just, like, as a guy, they're usually just plain. Yeah. You don't really get to, like, toy around with that. Like, makeup, like, you just have, like, your face. You don't get to really toy around with that.
Even piercings.
Even piercings, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that, too. And it's just, like, all these little things that you could... And jewelry, too, I would say.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
100% jewelry, especially, like pearl necklaces, which is stupid.
Yeah, no, but yeah.
It's just, like, there are so many little things that you could be, like, they could amplify your appearance and make you feel so much better about yourself, and you just don't really have access to it. And I don't know, I feel like it's been, like, personally, it's been so hard to get to, like, the same spot that you're saying. Because I'm 6'2". Like, how could I be, like, 6'2", with, like, a super deep voice and, like, reach fluidity, you know?
You know what would help? If everyone got into K-pop.
That means nothing to me.
That's just me trying to plug it in. Yeah. But, no, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even, like, a thing, like, where I want to be fluid that bad. I just feel like it's, like, a cool look.
Yeah.
I feel my best when I'm looking like that.
I mean, the Russians.
Yo, so I've been getting Jaden on some K-pop.
Actually?
Like, at the gym, I was like, yo, put this on.
Like, what? No, just, oh my god.
It was like, Likey, like, twice. I put, like, Luna and Likey.
Bro,
and, like,
I love listening
on.
To Twice when I
so
work out.
So, bro was, like, listening to, like, Candy Pop while he was, like, lifting heavy weights.
No, you know what hits? Stray Kids. Stray Kids.
One I've been rocking with lately, NCT 127.
Can we...
Okay.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Sticker?
I like that
one. No, I don't like... I like hot sauce.
I don't actually know that one.
It's actually, like, okay.
My fault, by the way.
No, you chill.
I didn't mean... Because this is a big detour, but... At one night before we played Civ, me and Jaden were on earlier.
All
right,
go ahead.
Damn, it's ending soon anyways. We got, like, 2 minutes left. Right. Might as well.
Yeah, I'm PP. This is the outro. So...
Yeah.
We were talking, and I was just, like, watching music videos, and then I was like, yo, Jaden, peep the stream. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll see what this is about, you know, like, in Jaden in manner.
Yeah.
So then I, like, showed him, like, shiny, like, Lucifer Ring Ding Dong type, like, classics, and then I was like, okay, so now we're going to show you some more contemporary. So I showed him, like, NCT... And then I showed him EXO.
Oh, yeah, that's
because EXO is just the best, low key. But
Kai.
And then and then I think I showed him a little bit of Luna. But And then he
Black
was like,
Pink.
I don't know how he thought of. Yeah, I think I showed him one of those because that's like staple. He would know.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I don't. He didn't really react. But then like it was definitely positive because then later at the gym he asked me to put some on.
No, that's so funny because my gym playlist has like 5 Nirvana songs and every and like 1 Attack on Titan like out intro. Mm-hmm. Everything else is K-pop.
No, but what I've realized is when I go to the gym, like the music doesn't affect me at all.
It doesn't?
Like I can like play like the angriest thing and I would just like be a. So I'd rather like listen to like cutesy stuff that makes me feel happy.
Oh yeah, no, me too. Like if like it's something I can sing along to, then it's like fun.
Like I can't, like I just really can't get into like angry, like lift weight or.
I don't know.
I just be like, me likey likey likey.
I just be listening to like, money.
Dance the night away. You know what? My low key pipe dream lately, just like, what if I learned the zoo dance?
We should.
You know?
I've seen that on my
TikTok. Just like us.
Please, no, I would go crazy. If you guys learned that, like, I'd go crazy. Like, Giselle, like, you could replace her. She's like the one that's not good. Sorry. Just wanted to clarify. It's the one girl that, like, literally can't dance.
Bringing it back to style.
And that's all we got.
Lou, I wish I could dress like a K-pop idol.
Me too.
Like, see, that's no, just Korean so in general. But like,
no,
this just like their pieces are so brazy all the time. It's like, where do you even start?
Dude, the thing with like style is I don't think like, I think people are too wrapped up in their own stuff to even care what you're wearing most of the time.
No, I agree like, to, cause I don't know. It's just like, I mean, like I like to like style myself up a little bit, but then like, if I don't could care.
Wear what Yeonjun wears.
You know,
I would go absolutely insane.
If I could, I don't know, like, if you just take one of those music videos and just take any of the fits, it's just, like, you look goated.
Okay, because, like, that, okay, so Love Song, if, not even Love Song, like, even before that, if you look at the fits, a lot of my fits now are, like, really? Low-key inspired by it.
Not gonna lie, though, like,
the Chaos Chapter was just good.
Not gonna lie, you do kind of give the 2000s cape. I didn't even realize that.
Like low key.
I feel like the things that you wear though, like I feel like you have one of the most fitting to your person.
You think so?
Honestly, yeah. Like I like my biggest problem with like style in myself is that like I feel like I have a lot of cool looks, but I don't know if they like fit onto me as a person and like just my body type and stuff like that. But I noticed that like, I mean like no mean to be offensive, but like nothing that you have is like that flashy,
mm-hmm.
but it just like goes well with like you. And even like, and then when you get to like the further level where it's like you get to know you, it's like this is like what Preston should be wearing. Like that makes sense for
that's kind of cool. I should have given you the mic.
Oh.
I mean, you probably couldn't hear it.
But I think you fit you very well, your style. Like when you came in today, like you as a whole unit, like a single, like Dean came in with the custom.
Anytime I walk in with the Apex Twin song, like I'm that X tall.
He was He came in with a baby cap, the homemade vest, like a Haori, and he was smelling like flowers. And I was like, he looked like a flower. And he feel like a flower. So I was like, oh, it's nice.
Aiden said that you have the best talking podcast voice here in this room. Yeah. He said it sounds very legit.
Thanks,
from
Aiden.
The Aiden spots.
Dang. So. Has he been listening the whole time?
I guess.
Remember
when
Smosh
fan
Aiden
said I should be a voice actor? Like way in the beginning?
No. I don't remember that.
They were like, Gav and Jay kept telling me in early semester that I should be a voice actor.
I could see it.
Yeah, I could see it too. I feel like it could be a fun job.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to be one. And I like did a program in middle school. No, I gave up. Like I did a program in middle school.
Like Aaron Gasp when the ball breaks.
I can't do that.
Like gagging yourself like oh.
Damn, we need to have an Attack on Titan watch party for the last episode. Just saying. Yeah.
So I guess this is like, you know, towards the end of our the episode. It's already, I have like a minute till the hour ends. I mean, it can go longer, but do you guys have any last words?
No.
That's us.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Aiden Spots.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed.
All right. Do you guys want to say bye before I end it?
Bye.
Rip Junghyun.
Yeah, so this is the end of the episode. Tune in next week. The time might change, but I'll try to actually make it a little bit earlier, slightly earlier, perhaps on the same day. So just keep an eye out, because I know everyone who's listening definitely is like one person, and you'll know. But I'll see you guys next week. Bye.